This is a really exciting development for Robinhood. It's stepping into prediction markets by partnering with crypto and the OG platform.
Exactly, and the structure matters. Robinhood will route event-based prediction market contracts through OG's infrastructure, which is regulated by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC.
That's a big deal, because it gives Robinhood the ability to let users trade contracts based on real-world outcomes, things like economic releases, political results, sports outcomes, and other measurable events.
The key difference is that prediction markets let people take positions on questions, not traditional assets like stocks or cryptocurrencies.
And the price moves as expectations shift. So the value is really tied to how likely people think a particular outcome is.
For example, a user might buy a contract tied to a specific election result or an economic data release. As new information arrives, the contract's price can move up or down.
This fits into Robinhood's larger push to grow beyond commission-free stock trading. It's clearly trying to become a much broader retail investing destination.
That's right. The company has already expanded into cryptocurrencies, options, retirement products, and other financial services.
Prediction markets are another step in that evolution. It makes the platform feel more complete for everyday investors.
By using OG's CFTC-regulated infrastructure, Robinhood can offer access to event contracts while relying on an established regulatory and operational framework.
That division of labor makes sense. Robinhood can focus on user experience, distribution, and customer access, while OG provides the underlying infrastructure needed to support the contracts.
For users, that could make prediction markets much easier to access.
Instead of going to a specialized platform, customers may eventually be able to trade event contracts inside Robinhood alongside stocks, options, and crypto products.
That also increases discovery. If these products are sitting next to familiar assets, the category may become more familiar to mainstream investors.
Crypto's involvement adds another important dimension to the deal.
The company has become a major participant in digital assets and has continued expanding into broader financial products and services.
It's a nice reminder that the boundaries between traditional finance, digital assets, and emerging market products are getting blurrier.
Yes. Companies that originally focused on stocks or cryptocurrencies are increasingly entering adjacent areas where technology, real-time information, and financial speculation intersect.
Prediction markets aren't the same as cryptocurrency markets, but they share some DNA, digital platforms, fast information flows, and active user participation.
That growth creates opportunities for financial technology companies to attract users who want to trade around news, trends, and major events.
The use of CFTC-regulated infrastructure is a significant part of the announcement.
Prediction markets can raise complex regulatory questions because they involve contracts tied to future events rather than conventional securities.
Regulatory oversight is meant to provide rules for how these markets operate, how contracts are listed, and how participants are protected.
For a large consumer-facing platform like Robinhood, working with regulated infrastructure may help establish a clearer compliance framework and increase user confidence, especially among investors who are cautious about newer products.
But regulation doesn't eliminate risk.
Event contracts can be volatile, and their value can change quickly as new information emerges.
Participants need to understand the terms of each contract, the conditions required for settlement, and the possibility of losing the amount committed to a position.
Clear risk disclosure and responsible product design will be important as more people use these products.
Robinhood's expansion comes at a time when interest in prediction markets is already growing.
These platforms appeal to users who want to express a view on future events in a structured, market-based format.
They also generate data that can reflect collective expectations, though market pricing shouldn't automatically be treated as a guaranteed forecast.
Robinhood's large user base could help bring prediction markets to a broader audience.
At the same time, the company may face competition from established event contract platforms, exchanges, sports-focused products, and other financial technology firms seeking the same demand.
Success will likely depend on the range of available contracts, ease of use, regulatory clarity, pricing, and how effectively Robinhood explains the risks to customers.
This partnership also illustrates a broader shift in financial platforms.
Modern trading platforms are no longer limiting themselves to a single asset class.
Instead, they're building ecosystems that combine equities, options, cryptocurrencies, and event-based products in one digital environment.
For Robinhood, prediction markets could deepen customer engagement and give users another reason to remain active on the platform.
For crypto and OG, the arrangement offers an opportunity to participate in a growing market through a widely recognized consumer brand.
Overall, the deal signals that prediction markets are moving further into the mainstream of digital finance.
Their long-term growth will depend on continued regulatory development, user education, and the ability of platforms to balance innovation with appropriate safeguards.
As Robinhood expands its offering through OG's regulated infrastructure, the partnership could become an important example of how traditional investing platforms are adapting to new forms of market participation.